welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, February 20th. You'll be interested to know, 62 years ago, today in 1962, John A.H. Glenn Jr., the oldest of seven astronauts chosen by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration for Project Mercury spaceflight training, became on this day the first American to orbit Earth, completing three orbits and marking a significant milestone in the United States space exploration efforts. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets, light sideshore winds, and fair conditions. Waves hold around 3 to 5 feet through midday before building slightly in the afternoon. Expect occasional sets up to overhead high. Winds shift onshore by noon, making conditions semi-choppy. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 2-foot outgoing low tide when the west-northwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds and the sideshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide Thursday will be 1 foot at 10:30 a.m. with a half-foot low tide at 11:45. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday will feature a steady rise in wave heights, starting around waist high and building to head high by Saturday. Mornings will remain clean with light winds shifting from offshore to sideshore in the afternoons, leading to choppy conditions. Expect occasional overhead high sets on Saturday afternoon as the swell peaks and winds strengthen. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 54 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 5:38, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, clearing up by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies and a high near 68 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear conditions with a low around 49 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies throughout the weekend with highs around 72 to 74 and lows in the low 50s. Monday brings patchy fog late with partly cloudy skies. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, SeaWorld is excited to introduce its new jellyfish exhibit, Jewels of the Sea, the Jellyfish Experience, opening on March 15th at the park in San Diego. This captivating attraction features a 14-foot aquarium and showcases various Siphozoa species, including moon jellyfish and Pacific sea nettles, across three unique galleries. Tyler Carter, the park president, emphasizes the exhibit's extraordinary journey, highlighting its interactive and educational aspects. Visitors can also purchase a pass for $49 to join a walking tour of the Jellyfish Propagation Program, where they will learn about jellyfish care and biology. Now on to sports. Tonight is the Four Nations Face-Off Championship, with Team Canada taking on Team USA at 8 Eastern on ESPN. The U.S. is favored by 1.5 goals. In local sports, Last night, the Lakers fell to the Hornets 100-97 at Crypto.com Arena. Despite a stellar performance from LeBron James with 24 points and 12 rebounds, the Lakers couldn't hold off the Hornets. Mikal Bridges was the standout for Charlotte, scoring 29 points. The Lakers' record now stands at 32-21, slipping after a challenging game in Los Angeles. Tonight, the Lakers visit the Portland Trail Blazers, holding a record of 23-32, at the Moda Center. The Lakers are favored by 1.5 points. In top news, in recent years, many corporations have shifted their stance on diversity, equity, and inclusion, often retreating from previously strong commitments. Companies such as General Motors and PepsiCo have quietly eliminated sections on diversity from their annual reports, while others, like Pinterest and Chipotle, have rebranded their diversity initiatives. Law experts point to a growing fear within corporate America of legal repercussions from conservative activists, leading firms to diminish their DEI language. As the political landscape shifts, companies may find themselves navigating a complex and increasingly fraught environment regarding their commitment to diversity. In business news, Michael Burry, known for his role in The Big Short, has trimmed 2 of his 3 significant investments in Chinese technology stocks in the quarter ending December 31st. He maintained his position in Baidu while reducing stakes in Alibaba and JD.com. Burry also purchased 75,000 shares of PDD, the parent company of Temu, valued at $7.3 million. His 4 Chinese tech investments accounted for nearly $41 million, representing 53% of Cyan Asset Management's total U.S. stock portfolio. Burry's portfolio alterations reflect both opportunity and caution amid market fluctuations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% to $97,000. Ethereum is up 2% to about 2,700. And Goetze's Maximus is down 0.5% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Experts are sounding the alarm over a potential volcanic catastrophe in the Pacific Northwest. Communities surrounding Mount Rainier could face dangerous mudflows, called lahars, in just 30 minutes. Following the devastating eruption of Mount St. Helens in 1980, which claimed 57 lives and caused over $860 million in damage, researchers have focused on understanding lahars. With more than 60 lahars originating from Mount Rainier in the last 10,000 years, scientists emphasize that preparedness is crucial. The Cascades Volcano Observatory has expanded its detection network to monitor these hazards and protect local communities effectively. Entertainment news. Donnie Wahlberg is set to return as police officer Danny Reagan in the new spin-off series Boston Blue, which follows his character's new role with the Boston Police. This announcement comes just 2 months after the series finale of Blue Bloods. In Boston Blue, Wahlberg's character teams up with Detective Lena Peters, who hails from a well-known law enforcement family. Although the casting for Peters has not been revealed, Wahlberg expressed his excitement on social media. The series is scheduled to premiere on CBS this fall, though the exact date and time are yet to be confirmed. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the ancient Greek philosopher, Plato. And he said, "Music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.